Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm here every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Learn more about us by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com. Learn more about the show by going to workshop-wednesdays.com, Wednesdays with an S. Register to be a guest. We're always looking for people to bring what they're doing to our listeners to help educate them on what's available out there for that entrepreneur to learn more about to make better decisions in their daily day. We all know that as an entrepreneur, you know, we're always looking at new things. Everything shiny seems great. But a lot of times, it's just a distraction. So what I like to do is make sure we bring people on that can explain what they're doing, how they're using what they're doing, or the products or services that they have. And that way, there are people out there can learn more about what's available, make a better and more professional decision in their business. So, you know, every Wednesday, we start off the show with a little bit of housekeeping and a little bit of monologue. So let's get the housekeeping out of the way. I mentioned that you can find us on toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can find us on Tough Talk Radio on Facebook. You can find me on Tony Gambone on Facebook. Find me on Tony Gambone on Twitter. And you can find us, the Tough Talk Radio Network, on Twitter under TTR Network. Basically, if you type in Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Network, you're going to find us. And we hope that you'll connect with us, allow us to learn more about you, become a listener. And let us know how we can help you with what you're doing. You can always call into the show 347-989-1363 just to listen, or press 1 if you want to talk to a guest or ask a question or join the conversation. So I just want to catch everybody up. You know, last week I went on vacation. We took Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off. My wife and I went to Padre Island here in Texas. And spent a few days at the beach. And you know, it's nice to get away, but it takes, it takes a couple of days to really unplug from your business. And then it takes a couple of days to plug back into your business. And it's an up and down thing. You know, is it fair that we work for ourselves and we go away? And so, for instance, we took our laptops just in case. Well, we do business. I do radio shows. I produce shows. So Monday, I had to produce a radio show. Didn't know where we'd be driving, still in Corpus or in Padre or just wherever we were going to be. We could set up shop and work, which makes it hard to unplug in your business because, well, you know, you're available. In a second, you can be up and running in your business. So when you take a vacation, you spend time with your family. We have one of our sons is down in Corpus, and he works in the refinery down there. So we got to spend time with him, and it was nice. It was really nice. But how do you unplug from work? It takes about 48 hours for your mind to realize that you're not in your office. And then, you know, you start enjoying the time, and then you come back to work, and it takes about another 48 hours to plug back in. I mean, I know I make a list of everything I got to do, but how do you focus on getting that list done? How do you allow yourself just to jump in, jump out? It's not easy, folks. I have found that it's very difficult to have that balance. So if you're out there listening and you've discovered a way to create that balance, I'd love for you to let us know, 347-989-1363. If you're struggling with that, I'd just like to know what your struggles are as well. I know for me, it's just the way it is. It takes me 48 hours to unplug, and it takes me 48 hours to plug in. So what do? I start early. That way there, hopefully, I'm only 24 hours into my vacation, and I'm unplugged. And, you know, coming back, I just allow myself 48 hours. I'm not going to quit on my vacation once I got into vacation mode and just give it up. Because look, life's too short, right? I mean, you have to take time out for your family. You have to take time out for yourself. You have to take time out for your business. It seems like you have to take time out for everything. So why not prioritize what it is that you need to do and just do it? We all know that family is more important than business. We all know that we need business to be able to support our family. So it's a catch-22. It's up to you to make the choice on where you want to draw that line. It's up to you to make a choice of what's more important. And it's up to you to be better prepared to be able to do the things you want to do throughout the year. So what does that mean exactly? Well, you know, in December, when you're drawing out your plan for the new year, do you put in time for vacation? Now, look, I do, but I have to move them around because it doesn't always work out on the dates that I plan. But the time is still spaced in there, okay? And what happens is more times than not, I'm able to hit my mark on the vacation time. Sure, I have to make adjustments from time to time. Sometimes I got to work a little harder to prepare to get to that spot. Fact of the matter is, it's part of my plan. It's part of my business plan. It's part of what I'm going to do this year and next year and the year after. I'm going to take two vacations. I want to make sure that I can take the time off. Now, would I like to take 2 weeks off instead of 4 days? Absolutely. But if I don't start somewhere, I'll never get anywhere. So for you, I'd like to know what you do. What is it that you do to prepare? Do you put it in the beginning of your business model for the new year coming? And, you know, we're hitting, you know, I think we have 4 or 5 more days. We're in the fourth quarter of the year. Football season is just starting. That's funny. And we're in the fourth quarter, right? And in football, fourth quarter really matters because there's nothing left after that quarter. Time's up. The winner of the game is discovered. And the person that came in second, which would be the loser, is discovered. That doesn't mean that if you don't win at your plans for the year 2015 that you're a loser. What it means is you need to reevaluate what you did throughout the year 2015 to make you a better business in the year 2016. So do we need to make mistakes? Well, unfortunately, yes, because that's the only way we can learn. Do we need to lay up in that puddle of mist? No, we need to dissect it, look at it, learn from it, and move forward. So, fourth quarter is coming. What have you done in your business so far this year? Have you even looked back at it? Are you just having fun? Are you not worried about it? Does your spouse have a really good job, so it's not a big deal? What is it that you're doing? What are you going to leave behind if you're not here tomorrow? You know, one of our hosts here does a big event in Houston every year. 3-day event, and this year it's called Your Legacy. You know, what is your legacy? We always hear that. What are you going to be able to do when you're not here anymore? Are people going to be able to sell your business? Is your family going to be able to run your business? What is it that you're doing? Do you have a clue? Do you look at it every quarter and go, I need to do more of this and less of that? Well, I can tell you, every quarter I'm not on my 100% piece of it. I know I have to do things, and I usually get 80% of it done. But unfortunately, that 20% could be the part of my business that makes me successful. So I need to work harder at it. How about you? Are you even taking the time out to look at what you've done? Did you hit your goals? Did you pass them? Did you make them too small? Did you make them too big? Do you have any idea about any of that? It's important to know. You can't move forward unless you understand what you've done so far. Good, bad, or otherwise. So it's really important to examine what you're doing. When you build your business plan, build in vacation time, build in reevaluation time. At the end of every 3 months, you should be able to sit down for a day and look back at what you did. And if you're smart along the way, you make a list. So it makes it easier. But on your calendar for next year should already be in place, reevaluate vacation time. Hey, we need to put it on there so we know how to schedule it. My name is Tony Gambone. We're here on Workshop Wednesdays every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time. Today we've got a great show lined up as we always do. We have two women that are really just, they're making a difference. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my first guest, Dr. Ashan Hashmi, and well, we're going to find out what she's doing. She does a radio show as well. Real curious to see what kind of shows she's doing. We're going to learn more about her. So listen, fill up your coffee, get a bottle of water, get a piece of paper and a pencil. Take the take some notes, maybe have your tablet. I know most people look at me funny when I say grab a pencil. It's just we grab our phone or something to take notes on. But be prepared to learn something from the show today. We'll be right back after this here short break.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by, to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, so welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, and we're here today to talk to you about a few things. And one of the things in the monologue was about your balance in your business, your life. Are you prepared for the last quarter of the year? Do you schedule in vacation time in your calendar for next year or this year? Do you plan every quarter to look back over what took place? I hope you'll take notes on that and be a little bit more involved in doing that. Let us know how it works out for you. 347-989-1363 is the call-in number. My first guest, as I mentioned, is a lady by the name of Dr. Afshan Hasim, and she's born in India and educated both in India and the USA and now lives in Rockville, Maryland. So what I'd like to do is welcome her to the show. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hasim.
Thank you, Tony, for giving me this opportunity to talk to you today.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you on the show, and I hope that I got your name correct.
Yeah, it's Afshan Hashmi.
Well, I was kind of close. I got doctor right, so. So it says that you're born in India and educated both in India and the U.S., and you now live in Rockville, Maryland. Tell us a little bit about that journey from India to the United States and, you know, education all the way up to where we are today.
Okay. I was born in India and educated. I did my PhD, like all my education till PhD from a university called Aligarh University in Aligarh, Uttar Pradesh, India. And I did my PhD in biochemistry, and then I got married and I came to United States to join my husband. And here I went to University of Maryland and did categorical course in clinical chemistry. And then I took some courses at Johns Hopkins for regulatory affairs. And before taking courses in regulatory affairs, I did my first job was as a research assistant at University of Maryland Cancer Center, and after that I did postdoctoral fellowship at Johns Hopkins, and then I worked at couple of places, And then I kind of combined all my experience and did regulatory affairs. And I did that for some time. And I had a company where I used to consult on regulatory affairs and business development. And then I felt the need to write a book. So that's what I did. And that is my journey up till now.
So in your book, mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to get to the book here in a second, but what is it, I mean, are you still working a full-time job and decide to write a book? Did you transition out of corporate or out of your full-time opportunity that you went to school for to write a book and go on to a different path?
Actually, I am a consultant full time. I do regulatory affairs. I do business development. Then I have an internet radio show and an internet TV show. And you know, I was taking American delegations to India, and I felt the need that there has to be a business manual, very easy to read kind of a book. So I wrote this book, The Modern Mughal Mentality.
So tell us a little bit about what the book is about. How will it help someone if they read the book?
It is very easy to read, and it gives Indian-inspired business style thinking that if you think out of the box, there is an Indian Hindi word called jugaad, and I have conceptualized jugaad as obtaining your objectives through thinking out of the box, and every Indian at some point in their life has experienced jugaad. It is a Hindi word, and I have actually made a business model out of it, and how jugaad is linked to innovation, and it is very easy to understand that, like jugaad gives inspiration, and then it leads to business maneuvering, and then it leads to systematic and unsystematic innovation, and systematic innovation is divided into creative improvisation, globalization, competitive advantage, reverse outsourcing, and acquisitions, frugal innovation. So there are like seven techniques, you know, which is related to systematic innovation, and all these are very well known business terms. So it is very easy for people in this part of the world to understand like how jugaad can lead them to be successful in today's world. It is basically a secret formula that why Indians are so successful in today's world.
And is it for predominantly for the people that from India to come to here, or people from other parts of the world that come to the United States, or is it for everyone?
It's for everyone, Tony, and like there are examples like from Indian companies or international companies successful in India, and then there are some how this model is incorporated into the some companies around the world, and then how it can be incorporated for future opportunities, and then there are some model Mughal mentality exercises.
And how long ago did you write the book?
It took me 7 years to write this book.
And is there another book coming?
Yes. Right now I am doing promotion of this book, but you know, like from early next year I'll start writing. Either it will be a business book or it will be a science fiction book, because I'm also a scientist by profession.
Okay. And so do you still practice being a scientist?
I consult on that, like I write SOPs, or if somebody is looking to do research, so I and they want some research done about their project, so I do that kind of thing. But basically, I'm a full-time writer now.
Oh, very good. Very good. So in Maryland, do you find that women there, because I'm assuming that this year book would really be helpful for women. Am I correct in that, or is it really helpful to
For
men as
everyone,
well?
not just for women, it is for everyone.
Okay. So do
My
you go ahead?
idea is that a small florist or a small entrepreneur to a large corporation can will be benefited by this book.
And so, do you go and speak to these different groups of people?
Yes. I go and speak to different groups of people, and this book is already an Amazon bestseller.
Very good. Very good. So, people can find out more about you by, and I'm going to spell out your website so they can get to it. It's AFSHANHASHMI.com. And they can buy the book on Amazon, or they can buy the book off of your website as well, right?
No, I'm not selling it on my website. They can buy it from Barnes and Noble or anywhere the books are sold, or they can directly buy from the publisher's bookshop, and the publisher is Book Baby.
Okay. But I want them to make sure to go to your website, though, because there's a spot there where they can buy it right from Amazon on your website. I'd like them to learn more about you as well. So there's a lot of information on your website that they could benefit from. So let's talk about your radio show. How long have you been doing that?
I started my radio show last year, and it is a show about India and also books and movies reviews, as well authors, artists, and dignitaries interview. And it is related to anything about India.
Okay. And when is the show on? How can people tune into it?
It's on Block Talk Radio, and it is called Dr. Afshan's India and Science and Glam Talk, you know. So it is kind of mixed. I give some fashion tips. I tell people about alternative careers in science because I was a scientist to start with, and how you know, according to the circumstances and all, you know, like what was available, so how I diversified my portfolio. So I talk about those kind of things.
Okay. And what day and time is it on?
It's usually on Thursdays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay. Very good. We'll have to check it out and make sure that we'll get people to call in and find out more. Now, if there's, I like to ask my guests a question every show. There was one thing today that you could get everyone to pay attention to that would be helpful for them in this year, 2015. What kind of suggestion or comment or nugget would you leave them?
I would say that whatever you are doing, be focused on that, and success will come to you. And never get discouraged by people who say you cannot achieve this or that. You know, I had many those kind of people. You know, they would say I would never be able to write a book or that kind of thing. But I keep focused. You know, the more focused you are, and the more hard work and dedication with which you can do your work, the more success will come to you.
Yeah, I agree with that. A lot of people don't think that they're good or qualified to do a lot of things. And I find that if you just step out there and give it a try, you'd be surprised what you could come up with and be a
Yes.
lot more successful than you ever thought. So it says that you give lectures and seminars on doing business in India,
Yes.
okay, and including cultural training. Now, where do you do them at? Is it online? Is it face to face? Is it in your area?
I can do it only like face to face, or I can do it online through a meeting program. I have through webinars, you know, or like video conferencing, you know, so I can, or I can do it by telephone coaching, you know, whatever people are comfortable with.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, very good. Very good. And I have one more question for you. It says that you specialize in making innovative and valuable value creation market entry strategies for companies looking to enter India. So is there a large scale of people that are looking to go into India to do business that need the help that you provide?
Yes. Like these days, you know, multinationals are flooding India, you know, so like they would need like the culture training or what is the best way to enter the India market, you know. So if a company comes to me and asks me like what under these, you know, they tell they want to go to India, so I would tell them that what is the best way, whether it's a partnership or a venture thing, or depending upon, you know, what kind of company it is and what they are looking for, I tell them the best way to enter the India market.
All right, very good. So I didn't know that there was a need for that, and so I'm learning something here. So if I was to say to you, who could I introduce you to? What type of people are you looking to meet so that you could be able to provide this? Is it corporations that are doing business in India? Is it solopreneurs? Who would be...
sole entrepreneurs or corporations or small businesses or somebody who's just a startup company, any level company.
Okay. All right. So I guess I was wondering if there's a certain niche of people that you do business with that you find it more common with. Is it a small business, a solopreneur, or a large corporation that you seem to do more business with?
Yes. So I could help both of them, you know. It's not just a niche with the small or big corporations, you know. It's any kind of company from the vast spectrum, from small to large corporation.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate your time today. Time goes very quickly here on the show. As you know, you do a show. And I'll be tuning in to listen to your shows on Thursday evenings at I believe you told me it was 5:00 Central Time or Eastern Time. Is that correct?
5:30 Eastern Time.
5:30 Eastern Time. So we'll have to check it out and learn more about what you're doing. So I want to say thank you for your time today, and we look forward to when the next book comes out, learning more about it.
Thank you so much, Tony, and thank you for your time and giving me this opportunity. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for doing the hard work that you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so folks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my second guest, a young lady by the name of Anita Paul. And Anita Paul was on my show a while back, and, well, she does a lot of things that helps people get their books, you know, to write a book. I disclosed my train of thought. I apologize, but write books that sell now. .com. I'll show you more about it, but I'm excited about having Anita back on the show. It's been a while since we talked to her, so we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we'll bring her up right after this commercial.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. We're here on Workshop Wednesdays, and we just finished up my first interview with Dr. Ashan Hashim, and she's out of Rockport, Maryland. Check her out on her website. I'm going to have to spell it for you, okay, because, you know, I'm not really good at this here. Communication of hard words. AFSHANHASHMI.com. Learn more about her book, and she has a radio show as well that you could tune into. My second guest, as I mentioned, is a previous guest that was on before, and her name is Anita Paul. And today we have her on the show with two of her so-called partners in crime, two ladies, one by the name of Carol Dunlop and the second lady by the name of Candace Davis. And these are three powerful women who make up the Write Books That Sell Now team. So without going any further, I'm going to bring Anita up on the show and her two partners. So Anita, welcome to the show.
Tony, thanks for having me back.
Well, it's my pleasure. And I want to welcome Candace Davis to the show. Candace,
hey.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
And Carol Dunlop, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. How's everybody doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. And I want to say thank you to everybody for doing this. Now, you know, Anita, you were just telling me that you hope that I received an email saying that you're two partners are going to be on the show with you. And of course, I pretended like, yeah, no problem. I love that because now the show is real. So I become like a listener. Okay. So I get to find out more stuff. So what I want to do is, and I'll try to address you ladies with questions. And, you know, if you need to just jump in there, just jump in there. Okay. But Anita, I want you to tell everyone a little bit about you first.
Well, my background, obviously, is in book publishing and marketing communications, and, of course, I've owned my company for, many years, and we help executives and entrepreneurs publish their books. So we've talked about this before, and almost every a guest on your show as a published author, everybody has a story, and so we help professionals get those stories out. But as part of the Write Books That Sell Now team, I'm really excited about this program and this course that we have. It's a digital course, and Candace, Carol, and I have combined our years of experience in publishing and marketing to create a digital course that people can access very, very easily. It's 6 modules. And they can learn the intricacies of writing, effectively writing, publishing, and marketing a very, very professional, high-quality, self-published book. And that's what Write Books That Sell Now is all about.
Very good. So, Candace, I want to, you know, I'm looking here at the bios and stuff, and you spent years studying art and the craft of writing. So tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came across Anita.
So, Tony, I actually started by studying literary fiction, and that's what was my primary goal when I started as a writer. But I soon discovered that I also loved nonfiction. So I spent the last 10, 12 years helping people write their books. So I serve as a ghostwriter, a paid co-writer or an editor for people. And I had the good fortune of showing up for an event, and Anita was one of the speakers. And I knew when I met her that I had to find a way to work with her. We think very much alike in that we believe that everyone has a story in them worth telling. And we believe everyone is capable of writing a book. And we encourage entrepreneurs and professionals to write books to build their business. So we did end up connecting after that event, started some other projects together, worked together for a while before we realized we could do something really great. And we came books that sell now, which is the course that we're currently offering.
Okay. And Carol, I'm seeing here that you're the social media master. So I'm seeing that we have a ghostwriter, Anita. You've been, I met you because of you help people write books. And now you bring the social media piece into it. Carol, tell us how you've came across Anita and a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'll be happy to. Thank you so much. Well, Anita and I met each other through a networking group that we are both a part of. And so happens, you know, they always say, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. So we were at the meeting to get more involved in what we were doing, and she was the marketing part of it, head of the marketing committee. And once she started talking, just like Candace said, I knew I had to just connect with her on another level and, you know, see what we could do. And we did just that. We started talking about these different things that are out there, how she publishes books and all that. And I was like, well, I do social media and teach people about how to contain the social media beast so that they can, you know, get more done and not spend all day posting away. So we came together on that end. I was like, we need to do a project. We need to do something. And then she said, well, I know Candace, and Candace writes, and let's meet. So we all met together at a Starbucks, of all places. We all love coffee, too. So we met at Starbucks, and immediately we had this synergy for what we wanted to do, how we wanted to work together. And we just really make a great team. That's why we call it the Write Books That Sell Now team, because we do make a great team. And I handle the social media arm of it and just really working with authors to get, you know, look at their social media presence. What is it? How to do it? How to figure it out and all that good stuff. So here we are now with this great program that we have and putting that on the market.
Okay, so, you know, books today are just blowing up. I mean, everybody's writing a book. Who's self-publishing? Who's doing this? Who has found that they made a mistake doing this? I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. I'm on my third book. I don't self-publish because I'm not knowledgeable enough. And there's a lot of people that are just taking a stab at it. What you guys have put together is powerful because people really, really need help. And Anita, I'm looking, you know, I have this bookshelf for 6 years. I've been doing interviews and people have been sending me their books. I know I have your book. Tell me the name of the book that you sent me the first interview.
You know what, Tony? I don't even remember what book I sent you. I've got about 8 books out there. So I might have sent you Publishing as a Marketing Strategy. That was published in 2013. Write Your Life. Maybe it was Write Your Life. How to Create Your Ideal Life in the book you've been wanting to write. Or I might have sent you How to Market Your Book Free. So I've been doing this for a while. And you can notice a theme here, right? Very much focused on writing and marketing an effective book. And I hear what you're saying about a lot of people don't want to self-publish, because they don't know how it works. They think it's complicated or it's difficult or it's super expensive. And I think that what people are lacking more than anything, people who have a story, people who have an expertise or a knowledge that they want to share, what they're lacking is information. They don't know how the self-publishing process works. And that's what we teach in Write Books That Sell Now. Many people don't know how to start writing the book. And so Candace really covers that with the professional manner that she does, how to get started writing, right? How to tackle the beast of, I've got 25 years of experience in my field. How do I put all of that in a book, right? They don't know what the publishing process is like. They don't know what comes first, what comes next, what comes last. They don't know who they need on their team to help them do it, because it's not something that you do as the Lone Ranger. This is not, you know, a one-person show. When you're talking about self-publishing your book, you need a team of people to help. And so they don't know who should be on that team and where to find those team members. In addition, people don't know really how to leverage that book in their business. And so that's what I talk about in the Write Books That Sell Now program. And then, of course, once you get the book, then what do you do with it, right? People have no idea how to market the book. And Carol comes in with these phenomenal social media marketing strategies that will blow your socks off and let you realize that it's not so hard to actually get the word out about your book, gain visibility, get the, you know, invitations for speaking gigs and things like that that you want. And like she said, not spend all day long on social media posting and liking and sharing and all that kind of stuff, but really getting some results from the book you've written. So it's information that people need, and we are more than happy to provide it and Write Books That Sell Now.
Okay, so I've been interviewing authors and speakers for 7 years, and one of the things I'm always questioning different things because I'm trying to learn. You know, I put out a book, it's a compilation book, and in the compilation book, I try to get people to tell their story, their journey, because no one really cares about what we do until they understand who we are, is my feeling, right? So people never think that they have a story. And I really believe that everyone was placed here to tell their story. So when you sit down with someone, and I use myself as an example, when I wrote my life story in a book, people kept saying to me, oh, you need to write a book, and you need to write a book. And I'm like, yeah, I really have a hard time with spelling, so that's probably not for me, right? And I found someone as a ghostwriter, and I found someone as a publisher, and I found someone as a distributor. There's a whole bunch of things. It took me a really long time. And along that process, I made a lot of mistakes. And so when someone is sitting down thinking about writing a book where they say, oh, I finally completed my book, and I say to them, well, now you have 30% of it done. Now the hard part comes. You know, you have to sell the book. Even if you have a publishing company, you know, you're one of thousands. You have to market the book. You got to know how to market the book. You got to know what to use on social media, what not to use. I mean, it's like, holy cow, I thought writing the book was the hard part. So how do you sit someone down? And I don't care which one of you takes this question, but is there a process that you sit down with them and go, okay, so here's step one through step 20, and this is the check mark you got to have, and this is what we help you with. Is that similar to the process?
The whole point is that step. And yeah, Candace, go ahead and take that.
Well, I'm just going to explain that we also offer a series of 3 videos. They cost absolutely nothing. And we walk you through each of those steps in those videos. So in video number 1, I take you through 8 steps to go from idea to a completed manuscript. In the second video, Anita takes you through her steps for self-publishing. And she also gives you some great ways to make a return on the investment in writing your book. And in the third video, Carol walks you through some really specific strategies for marketing your book. So we walk you through all of what to do in those free videos that you get when you sign up on our website. If you want the how to do it, we then offer the course where we walk you step by step even more deeply through how to do it. But we have broken it down into a system so that really anyone who follows the steps can successfully get through the writing, self-publishing, and marketing process. Because you may be stronger in one area than you are in the other. Most of us would be. I'm not nearly as strong as Carol is in social media. I look to her for my knowledge on that. But that's what the course is there for. And we also offer the free videos for that.
Okay. So I'm going to use myself as an example because I'm very impatient. I want to do a book. I want to do it today. I don't want to watch the video. I just want to know how I can get you to do the book for me. Do you do that part?
My company does that on another level, but the Write Books That Sell Now program really helps authors understand what's involved in becoming an author. How do you make it happen? How do you write the content? What's involved in the publishing process? And then, like you said, yeah, you thought the writing part was hard. Now it's time to market that thing and how to get into the marketing. All 3 of us individually in our individual companies help authors at different stages. In other words, Candace is a ghostwriter, as she mentioned, and a phenomenal copy editor. I help with that process with the content development, and also we already have a ready team of publishing professionals who can help with everything from graphic design for the cover to layout and the whole nine yards. And then, of course, Carol with her company, you know, she's a social media maven. So she can help you utilize that skill and marketing your book. So individually, we do it with our own independent companies. As a team, that course that we offer is phenomenal in providing the information that individuals need. And I get the impatience. I was listening to your previous guest. She mentioned that it took her 7 years to write her book. And when she said that, I cringed because it really shouldn't take that long, we don't think, to write a book. We get that, you know, there's a lot of yourself poured into it and that life goes on even while you're writing the book. But really, it shouldn't take 7 years to get a book out.
Well, and you know, there's a lot of people that I've interviewed that told me it took at least that long to get the book out. And, you know, of course, to me, I told them they should have called me because I'll pester them enough to get it done quicker. But because I want to read the book.
And that's what a lot of people need. They need the accountability, right? They need somebody to push them. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so let me just make sure I'm getting this correct. The three of you has put together some videos. And I've already went onto your website, okay, writebooksthatsellnow.com, and it's, you know, I wanted to grab the free cheat sheet, and I clicked on everything, filled it all out, and I'm going to get your three-part video training series. It's going to show me the different things that can be done to do this. And then individually, each one of you could help someone with a book from different aspects, from ghostwriting, editing, putting a book together, or marketing on social media. Do I have that correct?
You got it right, Tony. You got it absolutely right. And then in addition to the course, all the freebies that we offer, we also do some live events. I'm going to let Carol talk about one we have coming up here in Atlanta in October.
Okay.
Ready? Okay, I can talk about it now.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go for it, Carol.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to put it out there. Okay, this is Carol, and we have a fabulous live event coming up on October 28th in the Atlanta area. And if you go to writebooksatsellnow.com/the-live-event, you can see all about it. Anita, Candace, and I will be there live and in person doing some interactivity with the people who sign up for this event, to really get them hands-on to write their book, to come up with the idea, to see where they are in this process. And they'll walk away with a tremendous amount of knowledge that they did not have before and some actual tangible things that they can use in writing their book. I wanted to say one thing, though. I wanted to address when you said, you know, I'm impatient, I want to do this now. And that's fine. We run into those people all the time. I'm sure Anita and Candace and yourself, Tony, can attest to that. But the thing is, and especially with social media and really all of this whole process, it doesn't matter if you're impatient or not. You still have to know what's going on. Because even if you are writing, if you're writing a book about your experience in this great program that you came up with and you want to share it with the world, and you get a ghostwriter and you get this whole team together, no one can tell that story quite like you, and you have to know the process that you're getting into. You don't have to do everything. Like Anita has, you know, a separate company that helps you with the publishing. Candace could be your ghostwriter, and I can help you with the social media. You don't have to know what's going on because, number one, you don't want to get lost in the process, and number two, you want to make sure that you stay on top of everything because that is how a lot of people just make a lot of mistakes and take years and years and years to do things, and we know that it doesn't need to take that long. So, yes, you can be impatient all you want, but you still need to know the process and at least the gist of what's going on so you can come out successful and get this book out there and start marketing and making money off of it and the other things that come about because of the book.
Okay, so when I wrote the book, my book, first thing I wanted to do was create the title. And so I guess I'm going to address Candace on this because you're the ghostwriter. And the ghostwriter said to me, let's write the story and the title will show up. I'm like, no, let's get the title. And she convinced me to do that. The second thing she convinced me to do was after we were done reading the manuscript, the rough draft of it, she convinced me to put it up for 10 days on the shelf and not look at it and then read it again. And so, you know, being impatient like I am, I committed to doing it. And I'm really glad I did, because when I reread the book, the manuscript, I liked it and I made some changes. I was able to let a couple other people read it. The title showed up on its own. Everything worked out just as planned, because I let someone that did that for a living take charge. So when Candace, when you're trying to get someone to participate with you as the ghostwriter, what kind of things do they need to understand in the beginning when this takes place?
Well, it sounds like whoever you worked with knew her stuff, so that's very good. I don't mind if a client comes to me and already has a title, as long as they're flexible with that and understand that it may change by the end of the process and they're open to changing it, because you definitely want a title that's going to sell your book and share with people what's really in your book, capture attention and all that good stuff. But when you come to the ghostwriting process, you need to be prepared to tell some stories. I find a lot of people really want to get the facts down really quickly, get down the facts. But that doesn't necessarily captivate a reader when they're reading your book. So even if you're writing a how-to book or even a cookbook, the first book that I ghostwrote was for one of the finalists on Top Chef, the big hit Bravo TV show. And she wanted to write a cookbook. And so she hired me to ghostwrite that for her. And she told stories throughout that whole book. And it made her cookbook a better book. She introduced each recipe with just a few words, a few lines of story. So I would say be prepared to tell the stories that go with the information that you're bringing to the table. So that could be stories about your own experience. It could be stories about experience you've had with clients or with other people. It really doesn't matter. But that's the secret to developing a really engaging book that will not only get you readers, but will get your readers talking to other people and recommending your book as well. To me, that's the number one thing clients need to know.
Right. Right. And one quick question for you as well, Candace, is that when I had the book edited, so I'm from the Northeast, okay? I'm from Philadelphia. I had spent 20 years in Las Vegas in the gaming industry and worked through the South to open up riverboats in the casino. So the lady who wrote my story was from the South. The lady who edited the story was from the Northwest, I guess you would say. So there was all different types of understanding of language. You know, even the way things were, when you talk about good old boys, you know, I mean, it's spelled differently. And so there was a whole bunch of things there, right? I found the power of having someone like yourself, just one person that does both pieces of that, because you have to be able to tell the story properly. So it means you're a good storyteller. You have to know how to edit the process in the language that it was written or meant to be heard. So it's really important, I think, to have one person like yourself doing those two things. Do you agree with that?
So I would never attempt to edit a book that I've ghostwritten. I feel like I'm too close to it at that point. I can't see necessarily the things that I, as the writer, have perhaps missed. So I would always hand it over to another editor. But I do think it's important that the ghostwriter and or the editor be familiar with the author's voice. So I recently ghostwrote a book for a woman who's from Canada. So her use of language is a little bit different. She had a primarily an American audience, so she wanted it to be tweaked towards an American audience. That was fine. But otherwise, I really need to maintain the author's voice. It doesn't matter if I'm serving as a ghostwriter or if I'm serving as an editor. If I'm not sure if Tony wants to say this in this certain way, or if he made a typo or a mistake, then I need to ask Tony. It's not my responsibility as the ghostwriter or the editor to shape your language in that way. It really should always be your voice. If you're standing in front of an audience reading your work, it should sound like your words coming out of your mouth, not like my words. If that makes sense.
Right. Yes. And I just wanted to make that point, because a lot of people fear having a ghostwriter. Okay. Or they just give it all to the ghostwriter and want them to do everything. You have to have an equal part in the process so that it's a successful piece. Because if you have that book and you're going to have someone like Carol go out there and promote it on social media, and you're going to want to speak off of that book, you better know what's in the book. And you better be able to say, you want to be able to say you read the book so many times you can now write it without opening the book up, you know it word for word, because you're going to speak on it, and it's important for it to be your voice. Anita, it seems as though you hit the jackpot, and I want people to understand the value of going out and speaking to groups of people about what you're passionate about, what could take place. I don't think you had this as a plan the day you showed up to speak in front of
these
two ladies.
To meet Candace, I did not. You know what? And the funny thing is, Candace attended the session that I did the presentation at as a gift from one of her clients who had registered and couldn't attend. She said, oh, I'll just let my ghostwriter go for me instead. So that was hilarious when I found that out. But no, I did not go to that session thinking I'm going to meet someone and we're going to become, you know, strategic partners at some point in time. I didn't. But those are the wonderful kinds of results that you can get when you utilize professional speaking or public speaking as part of your platform, no matter what kind of business you have or whatever your career is. Same holds true for networking. You never know who you're going to meet, like a Carol Dunlop, when you network with organizations. But you have to have that in your mind as a possibility, and you have to know that you're bringing something of value to the table. So networking, public speaking, all of those things and more, and doing radio shows like yours, Tony, have helped me grow my business and certainly helped me connect with some wonderful professionals, strategic partners, and clients.
So we're up against the clock, as always, here, and I'm going to have you ladies back on after this event goes, because I want to find out about it, and I surely like to help promote more about this as well. I put it up on social media. But, Carol, what I'd like to find out from you is, I mean, Candace, you were very helpful in making people understand the value of having a conversation with a ghost writer before they take any kind of step forward in doing a book, okay? So thank you for that. But Carol, in social media, it's kind of like a free-for-all, and everybody's an expert. I love it when you see someone market themselves as a social media expert or mogul, as the new word is, and they have, like, you know, 350 friends on Facebook. So it gets a little scary out there to put your trust in someone for social media. What are some of the things that people need to pay attention to if they're looking to bring someone like yourself on board? How should they go about it? What should they know that they need to see or hear?
Well, that's a great question. And basically, just like Candace said, you need to have a conversation with the person, because nowadays it doesn't even matter if you have a million followers. A lot of those followers could have been purchased. So they may not be actual real people. They may just, you know, they may just have purchased them so that they can up their numbers. So you need to have a conversation with the person, and they need to understand what your book is about. And number two, they need to understand what you're trying to do. But most of all, you need to understand what you're trying to do. And what I like to do with social media is really being social. It's really about finding out about someone, just like in networking, just like when you meet someone, you go up to them and you say, hello, how are you doing? And what are you about? What's your business about? So it has to be that type of relationship with the audience. So when you talk with someone and you're trying to bring them on to manage your social media, you have to make sure that they are asking you the questions of, you know, what is your book about? Why did you write this book? What was the impetus for you to put this in at this place and do that? And what kind of people are you looking for? So you have to know all those things, and they have to ask you that. Because if they aren't having a conversation with you, if the first thing they say is, oh, great, sign up with me and I'll get you 500 followers in 3 days. Just run from that person so fast, because you don't know, number one, what kind of followers they're going to get you. And you don't even know if those followers are going to be real. And you don't know what kind of tricks they're going to be playing. Social media isn't about trickery. It's about forming deep, real relationships. Some of my best relationships are the ones that I have on social media. I have never met these people, and I have worked with them. I mean, Candace and Anita, yes, they're live and in person, and they happen to be in Atlanta. But I work with, do joint venture projects with people in California, Australia, the UK, you name it. And I've never once met those people, but we have a deep, really, really good relationship. So that is the first thing, establishing a relationship with a person who's going to help you get your book out there and get your brand, build your brand up.
Awesome. Well, ladies, I'm up against the clock. I apologize. I'm going to have you back on, even individually, because there's a lot of great information here. The one thing I'm hearing is to make sure everyone goes to writebooksthatsellnow.com. And also, just make sure to understand who you're doing business with and why and what your expectations are and how they can really help you ask questions, build that relationship. I have to say goodbye quickly because we're out of time, but ladies, thank you so much for your time
today. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Okay. Folks, next week, same time, Wednesdays, 10:30 Central Standard Time. We're out of time. I'm sorry.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.